Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5. The game, we're live at the Mint at Kentucky Downs here in Franklin, Kentucky. They got horse racing going on all day, and then you can see it again on Saturday and Sunday. The sports book at Circa is open. They are ready for football as well. Coming up here in just a little bit, they will have the Boise State game on, plus others. And Big Joe just attracting the people.
That was something. What just happened?
We're going to move on past that. She's a big fan, allegedly.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
All right.
The headset is not a giveaway.
You're right. Yeah. Can't have a drink with you right now. We're on the air. That was something else. My goodness.
You might have to tell me more off the air.
Yeah, right?
Mike Borgonzi and Brian Callahan all spoke today. They have named their captains for this year for the Tennessee Titans, as voted on by the players. And they are, I'm gonna save one for last, wide receiver Calvin Ridley, running back Tony Pollard, defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, safety Imani Hooker, linebacker Cody Barton, long snapper Morgan Cox, and quarterback Cam Ward. And I look at this list, it's voted on by the players. You know, Simmons is an interesting one. I mean, I think he obviously has been a captain, but
right.
he is an interesting one. But Cam Ward is a rookie, has not played one game in the NFL, has been voted as a captain.
I got a problem with that. I think that's absolutely ludicrous. What's funny is that all the captains, so if they're on the field on defense, you know, Simmons and Hooker do go over and talk to the referee. I mean, it's not like all seven show up over there to do that. I just think it's a symbolic thing to get Cam Ward out there to do that. But when we're all like, huh, why, not yet, that's something else. And I get why they did that, because he's the quarterback. You don't want to give him that team. You want to be the leader immediately off the bat. But, no, man, just do something first and then get it. That's yeah. I'm not on board with that.
I agree. This was Brian Callahan when asked about Cam Ward being voted a captain.
Let's just say that Cam, you know, obviously a rookie, gets elected or voted in as one of the captains, and I wonder if he could draw any comparisons with Joe doing the same thing
as his rookie. Yeah, you're in that, right? Cam's definitely earned it. The leadership he's shown over the course of his time here from the offseason through training camp. Those guys have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, traditionally, your quarterback tends to be a captain. That's just sort of how it works. But I do think all the qualities that he has shown as a leader are very much deserving of a captaincy. So not surprised by any stretch. I think it was pretty close to unanimous for him. So that was good to see.
And understand, I'm not questioning any of his leadership qualities at all. I mean, if he's qualified to be a leader, then okay. It's just it's almost like it's extra pressure that you've now put on him.
Ooh, that's
a
good point. It's a good point. Could he have politely declined that? I think I would have.
I don't know. Or like, do you say, like, could the coach? I mean, the coach could do this. Rookies cannot be a captain. I don't care what position you play.
Oh, that's a good one too. I like that.
And I think some coaches have probably done that.
Yeah, I would have too. And I think Cam, you're right. That's a little more pressure put on there. And look, there might be half the guys on the team like, man, this guy hasn't done a thing.
Yeah,
why is he out there?
It's almost like, you know, relating with high school football or college football. Like, even though you could be a true freshman and play, you're still a freshman, and there's still things that come with that. Like, you know, like there were coaches in basketball or football that wouldn't play freshmen. It was like, you haven't earned the right yet.
Well, I mean, for many years in college football, freshmen were not allowed to play. It was only sophomores, juniors,
yeah,
and seniors.
Right. Wasn't the Herschel thing, wasn't that kind of a thing with Herschel?
I think it became early 70s. I may be wrong on that.
But, like, didn't Coach Dooley not want to play?
That's right. Did not want to do it. And they, yeah, because we had Buck Ballew on.
Yeah.
Buck Ballew's like, they went to the offensive coordinator and went to Dooley and said, hey, you got to play this guy. And then he took off from there. We all know. I mean, it's a thing. We know he's the leader. You're a quarterback. But show us first and then go out. Then you can be all the captain stuff you want to do. And fine. If he embraces a leadership role, I'm all about it. That's 100%. The team voted on it.
Yeah.
Good for those guys. But I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I'm good right now.
So speaking of leaders, I saw this on Paul Kuharsky's Twitter account. And I was like, we have got to get the audio of this. So I want it to be put in context. But Tony Pollard was asked about leadership. Here was a quote from him today.
I like the leadership on this team as a whole.
I feel like we're in a great place as far as leadership. You know, that was something that we kind of questioned last year. We're kind of iffy on, you know, who the leaders were on this team. But, you know, I feel like we've done a great job in that area.
That is telling. That is very telling. Now, what is it? Now, I'd love to know what that means exactly, meaning that somebody didn't step up or the ones that were weren't. You know, what that means, because he's been elected a captain too. And I like Tony Pollard a lot. And we've talked about time and time again of a leader can be defined in many different ways. You can be defined by how you play the game, how you conduct yourself, how you practice. I think that's important. I mean, that was one of the things that one of my takeaways of watching this Cowboys documentary of the big rift between Troy Aikman and Barry Switzer was Troy didn't like how Barry ran practice. That Jimmy expected you to practice like you're going to play the game. Jimmy wanted, he was tough on his players in practice. Barry Switzer wasn't, and Troy Aikman didn't like that. And it kind of, you know, carried over to the game. So I think practice is just as important as playing the game. So what does that mean? And is that directed at a guy you just pulled up on your computer?
Yep.
Will Levis.
Titans had five captains last year. Will Levis, Jeffrey Simmons, Lloyd Cushenberry, Kenneth Murray Jr., long snapper Morgan Cox. Now, Levis is out on IR, and Kenneth Murray Jr. has been traded. I think he's with the Cowboys now.
Yep.
So, hearing that, I don't think they like Will Levis.
It is. Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, we questioned the leadership was, well, your quarterback is a leader, and you're thinking and you're saying – we had some little difficulties doing that. I think they didn't like Will Levis.
Are you surprised that an offensive lineman was not voted a
captain? Yes, absolutely.
Because usually you have a captain on the O-line.
They had Cushenberry last year.
Right. But, I mean, like Skoronski or Cushenberry again or Dan Moore, you know, who you just brought in. They go Ridley and Pollard and Ward. Those are the offensive captains.
I would have taken Ridley off that and put Skoronski. Yeah. I really think Skoronski is going to be a star in the National Football League. I'm telling you, he's got it now. He was really good the second part of last year. He figured it out. What's going on? I think they should put him on there, but maybe he said, look, I don't want to be that stuff.
Because typically you have the quarterback. You'll have a skill guy. You'll have a lineman, an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, a defensive skill guy, a linebacker, and then a special teamer.
Yeah, I think five's good. Seven's a lot, but I think five last year was good. And to put those guys on there, look, if they're voted on by the team, so be it. And I think Simmons deserves to be on there. I got no problem with that.
Yep.
I think Amani Hooker deserves. Amani Hooker is not a bad safety in the National Football League. I think he deserves to be there. Out of those Skoronski in there, you need a special teamer and Cox, and then Pollard or Ridley on there. That's what I would have put on there, but – then again, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, your leaders. I mean, be a leader where you are. And, I mean, the offensive line, they probably like, all right, well, us five will stick together. We're good. And then they're going to default anyway to the quarterback. They always do. Every team always does.
Ricky on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com, and you're welcome to weigh in, 615-737-1025. He's a leader. He's vocal and leads the offense. Y'all are the only show today to have anything negative to say about it. I don't dispute.
About Cam Ward?
Yeah, I don't dispute any of that. I just – you haven't played a down in the National Football League.
So, Vuk
– I don't – my personal opinion is a rookie shouldn't be a captain.
So, being vocal makes you a captain? I don't ascribe to that. He's a captain because he's the quarterback. That's why he's there. There's nothing against him being a leader or being vocal. It's just, I think you hit it right, Chase. That's more pressure put on him now.
Here's my
to a guy.
Here is my thing, Ricky and everybody else.
Ricky. We'll talk to you later.
It's not that Ricky. If you ask 12 people to define what leadership is, you'll get 12 answers.
Yep.
And that is both a cool thing and, you know, a concerning thing. But you're going to get different answers to that question. So how do the Titans players that voted on this view leadership? I thought what Tony Pollard said was very telling, that it was kind of iffy last year. Look, everything I have seen from Cam Ward does show me that he has leadership qualities. I'm not disputing that. But my thing is, are you putting extra pressure on him as a rookie to put the C on him. They've done it. They did it with Mariota. He was the last rookie quarterback to be voted a captain. So I don't know. That's just kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, and just, you know, win games and figure it all out. But, man, it really kind of took a life of its own last night when it came out about all the captains that were on there. Because they're all, I mean, all deserving, but Cam was the one that's like, nah, I'm not sure about that. But, look, if the team thinks that he's good to go, then he's good to go. Nothing we can do about it now.
Yep. 615-737-1025. So the captains have been voted on. They've obviously added to the roster. The new, the current 53, today's 53, is out. We'll have more on that. And we're live today at the Mint at Kentucky Downs here in Franklin, Kentucky. Again, live horse racing going on today. They'll also have it 7 days, six more days of this, Saturday, Sunday, and then they'll reset Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Coming up next week, they have the largest sports book in Kentucky with the Circa Sports with an 80-foot screen. A lot of people have come by. They're headed that way, getting ready to watch some games here in a couple hours and place their wagers on that. So come by and say hello. Exit 121, I-65 North in Franklin, Kentucky. You can learn more at themintgaming.com. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this, what day is it? Thursday. We're at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. And having a good time here.
Bubba.
Yeah.
We are having a good time here. A lot of excitement. Fun show. I just love it when we got heavy, heavy football. Our question of the day, though, you guys weighed in earlier, brought to you by Aries Tactical, is who's your all-time favorite college football player? A lot of reaction. And what I loved about the question, 615-737-1025, it was a generational thing. We got 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010, 2020. Because there is no wrong answer when it comes to your all-time favorite college football player. Yours was, or is?
Peerless Price.
Good play. I mean, good. The 37, man. Got it going on. Mine was Dale Jones, undersized linebacker, Tennessee. Could have never played in the SEC, but that's what you get when you don't listen to the detractors and the negative. You go out and play and get it done. So it's funny. We had no Alabama. Nobody called in about Alabama players.
Yeah. If I'm going to name a Vandy one, Earl Bennett. Loved Earl Bennett.
It's good. They beat Florida, and then they got that BS call of celebration in the end zone,
which was
terrible. Mine, Chris Gaines, linebacker at Vanderbilt. He had 37 tackles in a game one time for Vanderbilt, and that just blows my mind because I think Tulane only ran like 64 plays. And those were solo tackles. That you're getting, I mean, it's just an amazing, he was an amazing linebacker at Vanderbilt. So, yeah, we're not talking about what somebody did in the NFL. We don't care. Only college that went on. Somebody's like, well, I would have voted Tim Tebow, but he didn't do anything in the pros. What a stupid take.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they did
take,
in the pros.
Right?
It does not matter what they did in the pros. You can tune in on Sunday on 94.9 The Fan. Speaking of college football, our game of the week, which will see Virginia Tech at South Carolina, presented by Twin Peaks, Circa Sportsbook in Kentucky, in Macero and 12 South. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Take your tailgate to Twin Peaks, home of the 29-degree draft and wall-to-wall sports. That should be a good one, South Carolina.
What time is that game?
2 o'clock.
I'll watch that. I mean, fun weekend to be in Atlanta, watch Syracuse, Tennessee, and then Virginia Tech and South Carolina. A lot of Vandy fans will be keeping their eye on the South Carolina game because that's game three for them. They get Charleston Southern, then they go to Virginia Tech, and then South Carolina.
Yeah, so two of their next opponents.
That's right.
We'll be in that game.
I'm so stupid. I didn't even think about that.
Virginia, I don't know how good Virginia Tech's going to be this year. Jake doesn't think they're going to be very good.
I read that the Virginia Tech coach is number one on the hot seat around the country.
Yeah, and we've talked to him. So, he was because he was on James Franklin's staff here at Vandy.
Yep.
So, yep, that'll be certainly interesting. But to the back to the Titans conversation, a couple of people had texted in on that. Austin said, I love Ward as the captain. He's shown leadership skills. He talks to his wide receivers, leads by example. I don't think he got any extra because he's used to being a leader.
But does that make you a captain?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to find out. I mean, look, I think we found out Marcus Mariota was not a captain.
No.
And Mike Vrabel talked about that he needed a little more out of him. I think what we're going to find out with Cam Ward is, yes, he is.
It's fine. You default to the quarterback anyway. Every team does. So now he's a captain in name. I get all that. He's the captain unofficially, whether they named him or not, because he's the quarterback of the team. That's the way it goes in football. The quarterback is always going to be the captain, no matter what. On the field, you're going to look to him. The quarterback is an extension of the head coach for the most part. That's going to be what goes on there. And then it's funny, you know, we had Al Wilson on earlier, and you had a great question about playing in Denver. What did he say? If Denver gets on you early, you're done.
Yeah, because the altitude is a thing.
You're done. Because if you let them hang around, it becomes a good ball game that way.
Right. You don't want that. To our question of the day, these just came flooding in. Mike says, Ricky Williams is the greatest running back in college football history.
I know the greatest. Pretty damn good.
Yeah, he was good. From Texas.
Yep.
Michael Vick. Jim from Springfield. Major Harris, West Virginia, is my favorite all-time football player.
Let me tell you about Major Harris. Hell of a quarterback. Had they won the national championship in 88 versus Notre Dame, we'd be talking about him on another level. But Notre Dame beat the snot out of him. But he was so good. One of the first really dual-threat quarterbacks we had seen at that level in college football.
Taylor says Darren McFadden or D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams at Memphis was an outstanding running back. Had he been in a big-time school, he'd be talked about a lot more.
B-Man says Deion Sanders was mine.
Oh, he was so good. I mean, from 85 to 88, Deion was so fast, shut down corner. I mean, everything you want. I mean, it's the reason he's in the College Football and Pro Football Hall of Fame. Despite all the theatrics you see at Colorado and everything else, when Deion was at Florida State, he was unbelievable.
Kevin in Florida says Dan Marino at Pitt and Peyton Manning at Tennessee.
Oh, Marino at Pitt was so good. They beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and that, I think it was a fourth down pass. He threw the end zone. They beat him. And, I mean, Peyton speaks for himself. I think what Peyton's thing was, Chase, is when he came back for his senior year, because everybody thought he was gone. And he came back for his senior year. And really, I think that's what made him beloved to Tennessee football fans, because he stayed. And that 97 season, they won the SEC. Remember, winning the SEC was massively important in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and he won the SEC. He didn't win the national championship, but he quarterbacked a team that won the SEC.
Tom in Nashville says Tony Dorsett. That's a good one. Nevada Josh, Sean Taylor, and the punky QB known as McMahon.
I think I replied back to him on that. The Jim McMahon thing's funny. When I went out there a few years ago to watch BYU play MTSU, they have the Ring of Honor. And it's got Steve Young, Robbie Bosco, and a few other, Mark Wilson. And I said, hey, where's Jim McMahon on this list? And the guy said, well, you got to graduate from BYU to get on the list. The guy said, I'm not sure Jim McMahon ever attended class.
Is Ty Detmer on there?
I think so, if I remember correctly.
Did he win the Heisman?
He did win the Heisman, yes.
At BYU?
But, yeah, their criteria. He had to graduate and to make some kind of a nice career there. So those are the ones. But McMahon was great.
Cody says Bailey Zappe record-setting passing season at Western Kentucky.
You know, he was great. And I wonder why that didn't – I get why it didn't transfer to the NFL. But didn't he start a game for the Patriots?
Yeah.
And did well?
He started a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a hell of a career. Christmas Eve, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Really good at Western.
Gina Spring Hill, Joe Montana at Notre Dame.
Yeah, Montana was good. I mean, that's when they had the green jerseys came out in the Cotton Bowl. I think they played Houston and beat them. Montana was great. A lot of people didn't think he'd be a good NFL quarterback. But all it takes is one guy to believe in you, and Bill Walsh believed in him.
Adam in Portland going on a deep cut, but I like this one. People never talk about Travis Stevens like he deserves. Really good back when Tennessee was struggling. Like that guy a lot. Single-handedly whooped Florida when we couldn't.
By the way, Adam in Portland, why don't you come by? We're about 2 minutes from your house up here at the Mint Gaming Hall.
True.
Travis Stevens was good. Is that Clarksville guy, I think he was, with the Northeast Clarksville? And Yeah, he ran over Florida in 01 when that game was postponed because of 9/11. Travis Stevens was a hell of a running back in that 2001 season.
Joey from Bellevue, Trent Richardson was a badass in Alabama. I'm shocked he was a bust at the pro level.
See, that's again, that's the other thing. We often, the confliction there is like, well, I ain't doing anything in the pros. But at Alabama, Trent Richardson was a force.
Yeah.
Hell of a running back.
Josh and Donaldson with another good one. Manti Te'o at Notre Dame.
Look, despite all the things that happened during that senior year, he was a great linebacker at Notre Dame.
He does a nice job on NFL Network, too. I don't mind him on that.
Is he the one? He came out and said on the NFL Network, talk about the national championship game versus Alabama. He said, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody heard this, when they're already on the field and Alabama came out and he looked around and all of his teammates were like staring at Alabama.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I knew we were going to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew we were done.
He did say that. Sonny says Cam Newton. That's a good one.
Still, Cam Newton in 2010, who did we have on, talked about this the single greatest college athlete in one season ever. Now, 05, Vince was great. But 2010, Cam Newton, I mean, you couldn't stop him. You could not stop him in 2010 at Auburn.
Adam in Portland says, don't spend it all on the slots, boys. Adam, you need to come check out the sports book if you haven't yet. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're like 2 minutes away, Adam. Get over here.
Let's see. A couple of others. Let me just run through these real quick. Eli from Smyrna, Money Manziel at A&M, hands down the most electric quarterback. 7245. Here's some a Commodore for you. Whit Taylor in 1982.
Whit Taylor was amazing. Was at the Shelbyville product. I mean, they were so much fun to watch. Watson Brown was offensive coordinator then. They were excited. They beat Tennessee. Went to the All-American Bowl and lost to Air Force 35-28. I think that was the final score. Whit Taylor. And then Whit Taylor went on to win the first Arena Bowl championship. I think it was with Pittsburgh in 1987. Nice. Might have been, but Whit Taylor was fantastic at Vanderbilt.
5774 says, I wish I could have watched Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State.
Good.
Should I read? I don't know if I should read this one.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. No. Yeah, you know what? Read it.
1053. No one has said this name before. Man, I watched them and they had me. Sarah Fuller. And there you go. Tyron Matthews at LSU, the Honey Badger. Charlie Garner gets one.
Yes.
Jadavian Clowney gets one.
Who did the Charlie Garner? Thank you for that.
1104.
That was he was so good at Tennessee, man. They could not stop him, and then had a nice career in the pros. But man, he was good. Tennessee ran through some. Look, it had Reggie Cobb, Chuck Webb, Aaron Hayden, Little Man Stewart, Charlie Garner. I'm probably leaving one more off that list. Was Jay Graham? Was they were that's man? They hit some running backs from about a 10-year period that were just absolutely fantastic.
Nevada Josh says McMahon is officially in the Ring of Honor after graduating 37 years later.
Ah, they're good.
So there you go.
Love it. Good. We might got it done. Thank you, Nevada Josh.
There you go. We'll have more coming from Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall. Come by and say hello. Adam in Portland says he's in the parent pickup line. So he can't. He's getting the kid up.
I thought the parent pickup line here.
Yeah. Well, that's...
there might be
that's
one.
That's the grandparent pickup line, but never mind.
I want to have a drink with you.
Check out the brand new pizza parlor, Pie Rollers, here at the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. We're here all day here on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Thursday at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. We're right here by the main entrance, and as you walk to the sports book, where we're going to go hang out in just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and eat that pizza.
Yeah, you're excited about
that. I'm very excited about the pizza to go on. And now we got college football tonight. I mean, come on, man.
I'm excited you're excited.
You want to go have a drink?
Oh, man.
Probably not. So, anyway, we got an 80-foot TV.
Yes.
Within, you know, 20 yards.
See, I mean, we're watching baseball. I got horse racing. I mean, we can see it from even where we're sitting.
Yeah. So this afternoon, so we're gonna go down there and sit and hang out. I mean, this place is just perfect in so many ways. to come up here. It took me right around 35 minutes from Opryland to get up here. Exit's a mile away. It's everything else that you need. And it's great, man. They've done a great job here at the Mint Gaming Hall.
And there's another air check for you there, Dr. Green. But, yes, they have. They really have. And I love being up here. They've done a great job. They got the hotel now with the Spring Hill Suites and the steakhouse. Which is
Iron House?
Iron House. You've been Irons Steakhouse.
Irons. So you've been to the one in Vegas, right?
Yes.
The Circa.
Yep.
It's eerily similar. Everything.
Yeah. I mean the one in Vegas is a little bigger, and they, you know, obviously have a full casino and everything. But I mean they're very similar with the VEASAN studio and all that.
So nice.
It's really really
it really is. I remember coming up here 20 years ago, and it was still in its infancy, and there was a few, you know, the slot machines, but now it's just taken over. And
it's funny, people keep coming by and asking where Greg Pogue is, so I don't know what that means.
It's like, yeah, he owed us a drink. Where is he? I'm like, he'll be here.
He owes us money.
That was his money, too, as well. So, yeah, this is nice.
Continuing our question of the day presented by Aries Tactical, the text line continues to blow up. Donovan in Franklin says Steve McNair at Alcorn State was a cheat code. I don't know how he didn't win the Heisman.
You know what? I saw him play Samford in 94, and Alcorn State ran 71 plays. 70 of those were either Steve ran or he threw the football. And I'm like, and they couldn't stop him.
He was like third in Heisman voting, right?
Third, because Rashawn Salaam won in 94, and then I forget who came in second.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, Rashawn Salaam and Steve McNair no longer with us.
Yep. 8014, the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell, what he did at Texas was unbelievable because everybody knew he was getting the football. They had no passing game there. And the fact that the Oilers were able to get him in the number one pick the next year, McLean's talked about watching him and how he was the best running back he's ever seen in college.
Randy has a good one, a Bellevue guy. Dennis Harrison went to the Pro Bowl with the Eagles.
Yeah, 6'9", there weren't really not a 6'9" guys around, and he was a great player at Vandy and for the Eagles.
Josh and Donaldson said also the bus Jerome Bettis at Florida.
At Notre Dame.
Or Notre Dame.
Yeah. He ran over Florida in the Sugar Bowl.
As soon as I read that, I was like, wait, what?
He ran over Florida then. He was so good. You remember he got drafted by the Rams?
Yep.
They got traded to the Steelers. The bus was something else, man. We had never seen anything that compact, that fast, that mobile in a long time. He was that guy.
What about 8741 says you can't leave out Ron Dane.
Yep. That's another thing. People are like, well, in the pro, we're not talking about the pros. Ron Dane at Wisconsin was a beast. You needed 3 yards, he'd get you 3.5. You need 7 yards, he'd get you 7.5. Couldn't stop Ron Dane in 99 at Wisconsin.
Thomas in Nashville says, has anyone said Marcus Dupree unreal on the field at college?
Only thing was Marcus Dupree was at 1 year at Oklahoma. The 30 for 30 on Marcus Dupree is something
else.
The
best it never was.
Yeah, because Switzer went and got him. He had some time, like in the USFL, with like the New Orleans Breakers, and the interview in that 30 for 30. Now I think he works in New Orleans and sanitation. He's a director down there. He's very humble about what happened. He says, "I've made a lot of mistakes too. I messed up and everything else." But that 1 year at Oklahoma, I think it was 82. Good Lord, he was good.
So appreciate that. George Rogers,
1980, sir, at South Carolina. I will say, great running back. Hugh Green at Pittsburgh should have won the Heisman Trophy that year. Hugh Green was one of the most devastating defensive players that's ever played college football. But then they didn't want to give the Heisman Trophy to defense, only to offense. Now, George Rogers deserved it. I get that. But Hugh Green should have been in the running, if not won that year.
Let's see. Justin Blackman at Oklahoma State.
Sad what happened to him.
Is one. Sam says Jefferson Street Joe from TSU.
So good. Had he stayed sober and not gotten into drugs, we would not be talking about Terry Bradshaw as much as we are.
Yeah.
He beat out Bradshaw.
Maurice Clarett, another one.
Should be a poster boy for what not to do. Play your career. You'll get your money, get your reward. He won't get that payday right away. Didn't happen, man. It's a sad thing.
Joel says, I know Big Joe loves high school football. Shout out to the Franklin Simpson Wildcats. They run the wing tee there in Franklin, Kentucky. Was an assistant coach there years ago. Lost a tough season opener to White's Creek.
Maybe, Chase, you should go over there and give him your wing tee play.
It'd be fun. Jason in Manchester says, Adrian Peterson in Oklahoma has been mentioned, I'm sure. No, actually he hasn't, but that's a good one.
He is not. Funny, when they played the Titans here in 07 or 08, which is the Vikings, I had no idea he's like 6'4". I mean, yeah. He's a massive dude. He only played 3 years at Oklahoma, too, 04, 05, and 06, and so good, man.
Steven from Clarksville says, LeGarrette Blount at Oregon.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we remember the punch, which I don't blame him. You taught me like that. I'm punching you as well. He's a good running back. He ended up getting 2 Super Bowl rings in the NFL, but he was a beast at Oregon.
He was. Thomas on a car phone thinks you blocked him again. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know how to block.
Thomas, I read some of your texts. If like, I can't get to all of them, man. I try, but appreciate you listening. So, they're great. Your favorite college football player of all time has been a popular question of the day here at Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall because college football is officially back. 2459, did anyone say Reggie Bush? Yes, yeah, he got voted in as one. So
he did.
He didn't have to give this vote back either.
No, right? Didn't do that. We based it all because we had Al Wilson on our show at 12:30 today. You can go back and listen to the interview with the great Al Wilson. Because some of those have said, you know, Al Wilson was your favorite player in Knoxville. We talked about putting the picture of Al Wilson out there. Very few times can you put a picture of a college football player out there and say that picture is worth 5,000 words. Al Wilson is that guy you could talk 5,000 words about with his career that he did at the University of Tennessee.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is, celebrity birthdays, and the mashup. It's Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live at the Mint at Kentucky Downs, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. We're live at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. I appreciate them for having us here today as we put a bow on things. But excited. They got racing going on right now. They got racing Saturday and Sunday, and then next Thursday, Saturday and Sunday as well. So you can come check that out. Free admission for you and the family. And then obviously you got to be 21 or older to wager or be in the casino. And they got the slots. They got the sports book. They got the pizza that we're about to go eat. So we're excited about that. But really cool. Exit 121 in Franklin, Kentucky. It's actually the exits in Tennessee for Portland. And then you just come up the main drag and you're right here. So very, very easy to get to here at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. And appreciate them for having us. With that, let's get to what day is it? Celebrity birthdays and the mashup. And it's presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc., the backbone of Middle Tennessee's construction scene since 1997. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, gentlemen, first on the list. Sorry, my computer says new tab and it's not working right, so apologies for that.
I hate it when it's not working right.
Well, it tends to happen that way. sorry, my computer is not working right. It just keeps saying new tab.
You said that already.
I know, it just keeps saying new tab.
That's what we're going to have in about 15 minutes.
You're going to have to put me in a little holding pattern here. It's not loading the page.
Well, let me see if I can pull it up over here.
That's what she said. Four-corner stall?
Yeah, four-corner stall is probably where we're at. I don't know. Did I lose internet connection? Hopefully I didn't.
I don't know. Did you? I can't pull it up either. This is a problem for hymns.
So the page is down.
I guess it is. Well, that's never happened before.
I had it open earlier.
Well, you know what day it is? It's a damn good day because we have college football today, and we're going to watch some here at the Mint Gaming Hall.
I found an alternative list. It's okay. We're good to go. Today is National Thoughtful Day, National Red Wine Day, so you could pair that with a good time at the Mint. National Power Rangers Day. Joe, I don't know what color Power Ranger you liked when you were a kid, but
I like the one that magenta.
Magenta. Chase?
Power Rangers?
Yes.
The green one?
Okay. I was more of a blue guy. I had a keychain in my dad's Cutlass. That's all I remember. National Bow Tie Day is today. It was the first time I ever learned how to bow, you know, put together a new shirt. Rainbow Bridge Day is today. So Rainbow Bridges. Interesting. Skittles. National.
Is that for dogs?
It's got to be for dogs.
For dogs. Yeah.
Is it?
Skittles.
I mean, all I can think of is Skittles. It's a
sorry
rainbow.
About your dog. Here's some Skittles. Had you done that for me, when my dog passed, I'd have thrown you into the Gulf.
Yep.
Me too.
Last but not least, we have National Cherry Turnover Day. So there you go.
Mm. Ooh, nice. I like that. The McDonald's, they have the apple turnovers. My goodness. What we saw last weekend, though, a lot of turnovers because college football is sloppy.
Yeah.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Our first birthday, get these within two. Our first birthday is what Chase calls me when he goes karaoke every Friday. He's like, man, I feel like a woman. Shania Twain is her birthday. How old is Shania Twain? Fun fact, still getting it done.
Yeah, I know. 56.
62.
60. Dr. Crane's on the board. Next up is Jack Black, who, by the way, for those that saw the Minecraft movie, I didn't see that. I was reading how much money Jack Black has made off that movie. Let's just say I wish I was Jack Black.
Yeah. Jack Black, 56.
58.
I'll say the same.
56, exactly. Chase up 2-1. One of the greatest actors of our generation, Brandon Walsh. Jason Priestley.
Ah, nice. 54.
53?
56.
Oh, wow.
He's up 3-1. Somebody told me that he lives in Nashville.
I've heard that, too.
And that his kids go to a certain private school where our guest on Tuesday coaches.
Oh.
Next up is Leanne Rimes. Here's my impression of Leanne Rimes. I hate you, Diddy. That's when she was at court. Oh. Suing her dad back in the 90s.
I was like, wait, are you talking
no,
about
No, not
Diddy?
That Diddy. Not that Diddy. No, her real Diddy.
Let's see. I'm going to say she is 42.
45.
43. Chase was up 4-1. Chase McCabe get it done today. Cassidy Pope. And the picture of her is singing at the NASCAR Cup Awards ceremony in December of 2019 in nice. Nashville.
37.
38.
36. Chase was up 5-1. Come on, Dr. Crane. Actor Sonny Schroyer from the Dukes of Hazzard. Enos and the Dukes of Hazzard.
78.
81.
90. Actress Barbara Bach.
What was she on?
Is she the one married to Ringo Starr? I think she might be.
I feel like I'll look her up after, I guess. 77.
81?
Oh, that's a push. 79. Actor Daniel Stern. He was the voice of the Wonder Years, was in Home Alone, the great movie City Slickers.
Yeah, she is married to Ringo Starr. Who'd you ask about? I'm sorry.
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern. He is 68.
65.
68, exactly. Chase up 7-1. Actress Jennifer Coolidge, who was great in White Lotus and then in American Pie.
44.
She was the blonde-haired woman, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to go 52.
64.
Oh.
Country singer Jake Owen.
Jake Owen is... Jake Owen is...
44
exactly. Chase up 9-1. Singer Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine.
I'm going to say 37.
43.
39. Chase is now up. That would be 10-1. He's on par there, Dr. Crane. You got to stop him.
Sorry.
Reality TV personality Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, God. 20.
Honey Boo Boo is 23.
Are you looking at my computer?
No, I'm not.
She's 20. Chase is up 12-1. Chase has tied the show record. All right, here we go. Lou Piniella.
Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou is 79.
81. 82. Dr. Crane, a little momentum there, 12-2. Ron Guidry, famous New York Yankees pitcher, won 25 games one year.
72.
74.
75. It's now 12-3. Scott Hamilton, our good friend Scott Hamilton.
67.
72.
67 exactly. Chase has 14. My goodness. Lee Jansen, the golfer.
Lee Jansen is 42.
44. 61. Janet Evans, one of the all-time greatest swimmers.
61.
60.
54. Two left. How old is former Predators captain Tom Fitzgerald?
Fitzy, the GM of the New Jersey Devils. Fitzy is 52.
58.
57. It's 12-4, our last one.
No, it's not. It's 14-4.
14, I'm sorry, 14-4. I apologize. You're right.
Right.
14-4. Our last birthday somewhere on planet Earth. He's spinning around in circles. How old is Marty Erat?
Party, party. He is, I get that, by the way, 45.
47.
He is 44. Chase wins 15-4 to set the all-time celebrity birthdays record here on August 28th at the Mint Gaming Hall in Kentucky Downs. Well done.
Thank you very much. Real quick.
Well done.
Let's get to the mashup. In about 25 years.
Oh, no.
You look just like him.
Dr. Crane.
Same haircut, same glasses, everything about that. Dr. Crane, is this our coach on hold or somebody else?
That would be Clay.
Oh, okay. That's somebody else.
Yes.
well, he can wait.
It's just the way the National Football League is. It's a year-to-year thing.
Translation. Yeah, that draft class was... pretty trashy. It was bad.
Yeah,
it's so like we got better players and we moved on. The Boise State game on, plus others, and Big Joe just attracting the people.
That was something.
What just happened?
We're going to move on past that. She's a big fan, allegedly.
Oh, okay. Well, good. The headset is not a giveaway.
You're right. Yeah. Can't have a drink with you right now. We're on the air. That was something else. My goodness.
You might have to tell me more off
the air. Yeah, right? I want to have a drink with you.
Check out the brand new pizza parlor, Pie Rollers, here at the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. We're here all day here on 102.5 The Game. Ah, great job. What a mashup that was by Dr. Crane. That is going to do it for us. Thank you to the Mint Gaming Hall for having us today.
Chase, I'd love to have a drink, eat pizza with you, but I got to have a drink with somebody here in a minute. No, seriously, we have a lot of fun. Really thank the Mint Gaming Hall up here. And we always send our message at the end of the show every day on mental health. Or guys out there, if you are struggling, if you go through something, please reach out and talk to somebody. We're always here for you. You can go to our website, thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. There's a link to get help mental health-wise. We tell you every day that we love you and our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that. Please know that you are valued so much and that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.